Hello, Madge here. You remember me. I do this program that you're listening to called Yeast Radio. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I'm making tea right now. And I had to put on this microphone and start talking because I'm pod fading and pod fading fast. The good news is I don't care because it's beautiful weather out and I've been enjoying getting some exercise, and I have to tell you a story about what happened during a little bit of research I did, almost did, during one of my exercise routines today. Okay. But I think I have to make a duty first. The good news is I fixed my toilet. I fixed my toilet. No more bucket flush. I fixed my toilet by myself. Can you believe that? I went to the Home Depot. I bought the kit for fixing the toilet, and I fixed it. Can you fucking believe that? All by myself, I did it. Isn't that, I have a new appreciation for the dutifus. What is that word Wanda uses? Dutifus. I think. Duty peace. Peace duty. Peace duty. You know what I hate? When you get an error burning one of these fucking DVDs that costs $35. I mean, it doesn't, but they're expensive. These are expensive. They're like the dual layer. You know, and I'm like, that sucks when that happens, for real. Anyway, I have a vagina. Really very stressed this week because I've got this, I'm helping this friend of mine do it in this beauty pageant, like I sometimes do, as you know. She's a friend of mine, and her name is Dame Duty Stench. She is like her second cousin twice removed, Dame Gag Me Witherspoon. She is a opera singer, only she has Alzheimer's disease, and she's English instead of Australian. Dame Gag Me is Australian, was. But Dame Gagme was murdered tragically by Victoria Lamar, the woman she took the crown from when Victoria Lamar had a little mishap during her year of pageantry. She lost the crown. Speaking of crowning, I should duty. Okay, let's see, I got my teenus, my tea. You know, I was reading about John McCain. I'm going through this Freedom of Information Act stuff from the CIA's files. You know, and a blogger made some claims which I thought were a little bit, you know, they were pretty amazing claims, and then I read them. Now, the problem is the source. You know, these documents about McCain are, and I can send you a link or something. These documents about McCain are from the CIA, but they are transcripts of articles which appeared in the North Korean food allergy agency. No, the North Korean, what do you call that thing? News agency and the Cuban newspapers. So, you know, there's a slight potential for bias. You know what I'm saying? So we have to take that with a huge grain of salt, and in fact, it kind of makes those articles, in my opinion, a little bit worthless. Nevertheless, what it does make apparent, and, you know, maybe this is disputed, I don't think it is, but, you know, when John McCain's aeroplane was shot down, you know what he was doing? He was bombing Hanoi. He was bombing the city of Hanoi, including families, women, and children. That's what he was doing. That's what he was doing. He was killing people. And now, juxtaposed posed that with that nice clip of him singing bomb, 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 Iran. Combine that with the fact that he did that to Hanoi. He did bomb, 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 bomb Hanoi. I don't have to do it anymore. Bomb Hanoi. So annoying. The ambition there. And you have another murderer. Remember, George Bush came into office as a murderer with his death penalty record in Texas surpassing any other state by about 50-fold, I think. And, you know, this is an easy election to win because all the liberals need to do is play that clip over and over again of McCain singing bomb, 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 or another. The sort of prison we've put ourselves in as liberals, and I put myself in even though I'm really not in this particular contingent, you know, the people that support the troops no matter what, which I totally vehemently disagree with. I don't support the troops. I mean, there are some troops that I support, but as a whole, I don't support the troops because a lot of them murder people. Like this John McCain, a perfect example. Why should I support somebody who, just because he was told to, killed a bunch of, you know, women and children that didn't even have guns? You know, and napalmed that, you know, children and murdered people, tortured people. You know, why? Why should I care? I mean, not care, but why should I feel for this person? Why should I support? What does that mean? Support the troops? What? In other words, we should validate their murdering. Not validate, is that the right word? Scrotum, is that a better word? Scrotum. Mm-hmm. No, but why should we, the American public and liberals, you know, we're so afraid of what this piece of shit press is going to do. I mean, the press in America is such a piece of crap. Nobody should gauge what they say based on how the press is going to react, because it's just stupid. And fortunately now we have an alternative press. We have a real way for thoughts to spread organically called the internet, through blogs, through these podcasts. So, you know, we don't have to be as scaredy of Rupert Murdcox. Rupert Turdcock. And, yeah, fuck them. But anyway, this support the troops nonsense. I mean, if we didn't have that mantra, support the troops, then we could say, hey, look, this guy murdered people in Vietnam, and he sang bomb, 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 Moran. Do you really want somebody like this running the country after 8 years of another retarded murderer? I mean, really, this is an easy, easy election to win. Now, whether how good or mediocre or bad Obama will be is a totally different story, but I guarantee whatever it is, it's going to be 1,000 times better than a McCain presidency, which is a disaster. Now, look back at the people who didn't, you know, those of you who thought Al Gore was a dimwit, a douchebag, you know, and they didn't vote for him because of they basically bought what the media said, you know. Oh, he's boring. He can't be president because he's boring. You know, and all this other bullshit. He invented the internet, this crap. Now that we've seen what Al Gore has done in the same 8 years that George Bush had the presidency, that was rightfully Al Gore's. I don't think there's many people who would say anymore that he would not have been a great president, Al Gore. So, you know, get fucked. Now, back to my research of lesbians. Okay, so I have been going running because, you know, I'm exercising, I'm helping in the beauty pageant, even though it's just my friend in the pageant. Well, actually, she's a distant cousin of mine, too. They both were. But anyway, so I have to be in shape to help Dame Duty Stench, because as an Alzheimer's nudist, she is very slow and moving, and often she can't move, and I have to hold her breasts up. She requires a breast holder, and that's me. Okay. Who it belonged to? All right. Trotsky's got so much energy. We went to this Antersonville street fair yesterday, and I brought the Trotsky and took him on the bus in his little carrier. He enjoyed it. We saw my friend James and another friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name because this is a little embarrassing, but we were standing there. James was holding Trotsky. We're in front of the Starbucks over there at the Berwyn. This is not the research issue. We got to talk about that in a minute. we were standing there in front of the I need a wicker basket. And loopy fruits, I'm sorry I haven't answered your email yet. I'll get to it. I appreciate your offer to help me, but the fact of the matter is, if I have somebody help me catalog my videos, then you're going to see me naked, and I don't want that to happen. Okay, and I've said in that department. And the tapes aren't numbered. I just don't really... I exaggerate. I know. You've told me a million times not to exaggerate. Blang, bang. I gotta watch the battery on this here thing because I only have one bar left. Oh, no, there's two. It's like Hanukkah. Anyway, so we're at the Starbucks, Berwyn and Clark, Andersonville Midsummer Festival. Thank God I didn't have to see the chinless one or his bloated spouse. But I was scared too, to tell you the truth. I was scared too. But anyway, because it hurts me, and mainly my retina. Okay. Okay, where was I? So I was standing there at the corner. You know, there's a pretty busy crowd. You know, these street festivals draw large crowds. In Chicago, there's street fairs every single week. It's part of the Chicago culture. It's really wonderful, actually. Okay. And so I was standing there. And then this Asian person, I didn't say Ching Chong, you'll notice, because I'm learning to be more tolerant. This Asian person came up to person number B, letter B, and said, oh, come here. He said, come here. And he grabs him by the arm, letter G. So the Chinese grabs, or whatever we're calling them now, Gaijin. The Gaijin grabs letter G. I can't get this straight. I'm going to fuck it up. I may have already said his name, but whatever. Who cares? There could be a million people with the letter G or the rest of them. He grabs him by the arm, and James and I look at each other, and letter G is a very shy person, and he really doesn't get sex very much. And James and I said, what happened to that? And James goes, manhunt. He said, letter G's been on manhunt, and he met that guy from the manhunt. I said, I see, says the blind man. And so we're like, well, what do they get? Are they going to do it or what, you know? Which I'm, of course, hoping yes, because letter G doesn't really get a lot of action. He makes me look like a $1 whore. Okay. So letter G comes back after about 2 minutes. And I said, letter G, what happened? And he said, he wanted me to have sex with him at the bathroom at the sweet occasions. I said, and why didn't you? He said, oh, because I had a Chipotle for lunch. Okay. And I said, well, I don't think it would have gone through you by now. I mean, if you haven't had the sex in so many years, as you say, don't you think you should maybe just risk the duty? He just shrugged his shoulders. He said, well, I think he was a little bit on drugs. I said, obviously, so what? Anyway, so that was it. And I said, well, why the bathroom and sweet occasions? He said, oh, because it's very private. It's very private. It's in the back, and you can get the sex there. I said, well, I didn't know. Anyway, we stayed there a while, and then we went to go see the opera queen's friend, Iris Lieberman, who plays Gypsy in Merrillville. She's one of the best at Gypsy Rose Lees in the country at the moment, according to Larry, even though I've never seen Iris Lieberman perform. Well, Iris Lieberman's husband has some sort of a band. And we went to see the band. It was very cute. And Trotsky was there, of course. Everybody loves Trotsky. That's the same question. Is he a whippet? Well, this man came up to Trotsky and started massaging him, you know, his butt. And his wife says, my husband massages dogs for a living. I said, oh, go to town. And, that was nice. So, and then Trotsky, you know, lost interest, of course, because he's not really a hooker. Or whatever. You know what I mean. I don't. So, Trotsky's listening to me. And then this man, he was, I hope this is okay if I say it, a black man comes up and he squats down. Now, first of all, I thought he wanted to eat me out because he was looking at my vagina. But he didn't. He started petting Trotsky. And then he let Trotsky lick his nostrils, like the tongue straight up the nostrils. Now, I do that, and I really could care less if he does it to somebody else. But yeah, I thought it was a little strange that a stranger would let, you know, would just come down, squat down, stare me in the vagina, and then let my dog eat his nose out. And then I thought, oh, this is fine, you know, and he's petting Trotsky. Well, then he started stroking Trotsky's penis. I mean, he wasn't a kind of an erection, but it was through the, you know, the sheath, whatever you call that, that dogs have. And I pulled Trotsky away, and I said, James, he tried to masturbate Trotsky. And I said, seriously, he did. And James said, I believe you, Madge. I believe you. I just don't really know how to react to that. You know, I don't know how to react to you telling me that this black person, even though it doesn't matter that he's black, masturbated your dog, or tried to. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, this brings us to today. There's a common theme, layups. Okay. What about my lips? Are they hurt? Oh, lips, right. So, you know, I debated, should I take Trotsky with me running or not? Now, I have to be careful because when it's too hot, I don't want to. Well, fortunately, I decided to not take Trotsky, and I said, I'll take Trotsky for a walk after the running, which I did. So I'm doing this, you know, this program where you do a certain number of miles every day. It's a very remedial program, very Matt Blender sort of retard friendly. So today I just had to run 3 miles. And, you know, it's beautiful, you know, here on the beach because they have this path. You've seen it Google Earth. And then, so I thought, you know, I like to have a little time. Oh, who am I kidding? Who am I joking by lying like this? Listen, so I said, you know, I'll go to, and I don't want to say, I have to be careful again, because I don't want to give away the location. I said, you know what I'll do? I'm going to go to location X, where I've heard, you know, I'm not saying I ever got eaten out there to fruition in the past, and that's how I know this. But I said to myself, maybe I should go to this particular public restroom where I've heard the women eat each other out. Okay, I'm not going to say where it is. Right. So anyway, so I run. I go about 2.5 miles, and then I'm there. That gives me a 0.5 mile back, and then 2 miles to, or maybe some, oh, fuck, something like that. Who cares? Anyway, you know, the rest I walked. Anyway. So I go into the bathroom, and I'm thinking, okay, there's not going to be anything going on here. I mean, I haven't ever gotten eaten out here. Not really, twice. And if I had not gotten eaten out there, it would have been several years ago. And surely, with all the police reports and the Larry Craigs, nobody would be risking their freedom anymore by getting eaten out publicly in a restroom. But I go in there. Now, you have to understand, this is an unusual restroom in that it has urinals for women, okay? And this is unusual. And they have Lady J's available, okay? The disposable Lady J's. You can Google Lady J, but these are these things that you put around your vagina so you can pee standing up. Very, very, very women with a Y. You know, we can pee standing up too. We are women, woman. Hear us, behold, for dollar. And I urinate because, you know, I'm sweaty and gross. And there was 2 other people there, and I thought, well, this is strange. Why are there 3 people at the female urinals? I didn't see them go in. They must have been there a while. And so the one in the middle goes away as soon as I get there. And then there's one at the end, and I'm at the other end. It's a woman, but she wasn't using her Lady J. She didn't even have her Lady J on. She just had her lips out. She was playing with her lips and looking at me and expecting me to pull out my lips. Well, I was just urinating through the Lady J, so I didn't have a need to masturbate my lips. But it was very interesting. Now, she was kind of a good-looking woman, but a little scary, but her lips were bright red and pulled out, and I could see her clitoral hood. And it was an uncircumcised clit. I know you think, well, they all are, but she was looked Latino, and some of them, you know, the Mayans, they circumcised the clitoris, I think. So she had an uncircumcised clitoris. It was bright red, and the lips were just being mushed around. I could smell fish, okay? And I thought, well, now this is very interesting, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know what could happen here. But I had the feeling that she wanted to get eaten out. I said, well, first of all, to myself, I don't eat out strangers. Second of all, this is a dirty, filthy toilet, and she's not even using it with a Lady J, and if she did, it probably still smells like her lips, and God knows what sores are on there if she hangs out in these places. On the other hand, the devil Madge on the other shoulder said, you know what? Just stay here, and then... But then, of course, I was afraid, you know, what if it's a policewoman? What if Angie Dick in Your Mouth was a policewoman? You know what I mean? And so I erred on the side of caution. Oh, and no, I forgot. And I was looking at her lips, and I thought, well, okay, this is groovy. I'll just look at her lips. She can look at my lips when I'm done urinating. But then this other person comes in, and I don't want to be rude, but we'll just call her Diet Pill Face. Now we have to do a little bit of substitution in order to get this joke, but remember the diet? There was a particular diet pill in the 80s, no, late 70s, and it had to be taken off the market due to a particular gay disease that came out with the same name. Anyway, she had Diet Pill Face, and she went in between and cunt blocked me from this Latin Lady J-less woman with a boy. So I go to the other side of the Latin woman with the clitoral hood, the big lips, uncircumcised clitoris, and I wash my face because I'm schwitzing, sweaty because I'd been running. This was 2 miles in or something like that. 1 7/4, whatever. 7/8, I don't know. And I wash my face and I'm thinking, you know, this is really awkward. I mean, sure, this could go somewhere, but I am researching. I normally research men's, and, you know, it's really not within the scope of duty to research duty. It's not within the scope of my job as a lesbian anthropologist who studies gay men to study woman sex, because then it would really become a lie, and I would just be using my profession to get laid. So that in a number of reasons, and I said, you know, and even if I were to go through with this, how on earth do you do this? First of all, the place was disgusting. There were used Lady J's all over the floor. Puddles of urine, I think. People in the stalls, you could see feet. I didn't look there. And I thought, you know, what am I supposed to do? First of all, I can't, you know, if I were going to have some relation with this woman with a Y and a clitoral hood and the lips, I couldn't initiate, because if it were a policewoman, Angie Dick in Your Mouth, then I would be arrested. Because, you know, the police can't do the first move of that's entrapment. And I thought, you know, hello, I'm a lesbian. And I'm, you know, have a high profile. I got to be in this duty pageant soon or help with it. I can't be bothered. So I left. The end. Ran home. And, right. I felt a little bit wistful, but then I went on the internet and masturbated to some internet pornography and I played with my lips. You know, do I regret not having... Yeah, well, first of all, I think I was so... I got the feeling she was an E.T. and not an E.T.O.R. And I'm definitely an E.T. I don't want to eat nobody's pussy. You know? Sorry. But I'll get mine eaten, sure. But I didn't get the feeling for that. But how do you regret not receiving a very easy proposition of sexual fruition? And plus, what would I have done? Hey, I really like your lips. You know, why don't we go and, why don't we go stand over a pool of diarrhea, of explosive diarrhea in a toilet over there that's never been cleaned? because the janitors are so afraid of this place because there's gay people having sex with congressmen. Why don't we just go on in and have, you know, oral sex, you know, over a big pile of exploded diarrhea from somebody's anus that probably has the AIDS. No, thank you. I ran home. So I guess in the future I should run with Trotsky or wear the bike pants, because then that's surely to get me some action. And, okay, yeah, right. Angie, Tick in Your Mouth. I guess that'll be the name of the show. Let me type it before I forget. Angie, Dick in Your Mouth. And layups at the restroom. I don't know if that whole thing will be the title. Let me switch to the other microphone since I'm Seattling. Oh, speaking of Seattle Sutton, she made crap today. Thank God they took the gazpacho out because of the tomato scare. Anyway, you'll notice the global warming is destroying the earth. It's flooding everywhere. My internet's keyword search for flood is just going out of control. But just pay attention to Freakonomics. I don't know. I just will look at my start items really quickly and then go fuck ourselves silly with spoons. How long have I been talking? 25 mixnets. Okay, and then I'll just look real quickly. Maureen Dowd had a good column. Let's see. Oh, that's not, that's my new, that's not right. That's, oh no, 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 excuse me. Hello. Anyway, the beauty pageant is, if you want to come, you're welcome to come. It's this coming Saturday, the 21st, at the St. Peter's Church, Belmont and Broadway. Doors open at 7. You really should get there at 7 because it sells out. Tickets are $20. It's a benefit for a recovery institution. It'll be very good. You can see Dame Duty Stench and a bunch of other messes. Very, you'll enjoy yourself. But it'll probably be burning hot. So bring something. If you're fat, don't go. Don't go if you're fat. And don't bring your fucking cart. They're not allowed. Your fat cart. I didn't see no hover rounds at this fair yesterday, by the way. Okay. Ah, my friend's dog got killed. That's so devastating. I can't stand it. So I want to read something from this. Let's see. This is from one of those interviews of John McCain. Granted, you have to take it with a huge grain of salt because it's from the North Korean news agency via the CIA. Speaking of McCain, quote, he showed himself to be intellectually alert during the interview. From a moral point of view, he is not in traumatic shock. He is neither dejected nor depressed. He was able to be sarcastic, even humorous, indicative of psychic equilibrium. From the moral and ideological point of view, he showed us that he is an insensitive individual without human depth who does not show the slightest concern, who does not appear to have thought about the criminal acts he committed against a population from almost impunity of his airplane, and that nevertheless those people saved his life, fed him, and looked after his health. Which is true. These Vietnamese people took their shirts off, went into the water, and rescued him from the plane, these people he was shooting. And that should give you an idea of the character of both him and the people he was shooting. Fed him and looked after his health, and he is now healthy and strong. I believe that he bombed densely populated places for sport. I noted he was hardened, that he spoke of banal things as if he were at a cocktail party. During the interview, he quietly drank 3 cups of coffee and smoked one of the cigarettes the Vietnamese had placed on the central table. Now, I also want to mention in this entire Freedom of Information Act disclosure that was on this particular blog called Uncomfortably Numb. It's the name of the blog. Uncomfortably Numb. And you can go there and you can see all this FOIA. They've got scans. I got snot in my nose. Or is that a cleft palate? Anyway, my vagina. Right. So there was no mention at all of him being tortured, by the way. So it would be interesting to find out where that came from. I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't tortured, but is there evidence that he was? I mean, or is that just sort of a myth? I'd be interested to find that out. Anyway, he's a psycho. Killing people for sport. And even if it wasn't for sport, it's still disgusting and it's murder. Killing fucking citizens. They weren't even military personnel, which I still totally disagree with. Let's see. Google prepping broadband monitoring tools to combat all this spy shit, I guess, even though they do it too. Alien Gonzalez joined the communist youth. Somebody tried to kill the president of Ecuador. That's interesting. I didn't read the article. I'm not sure if it was what the deal is there. Why NAFTA is in anger fueling the uprising. Now, I like this article. This is from Huffington Post Raw Feed by David Serrata. He writes, one of the things I've been finding when talking to groups is a palpable anger at our current trade and globalization policies, an anger from both progressives and conservatives that I meet, and yet we continue to get this kind of nonsense from serious thinkers and major newspapers. Quote, all discussions of the victims of trade ignore the considerable benefits, the exports we sell, and the lower prices for consumers at home. Since poorer Americans spend a higher proportion of their incomes on low-wage imports, shoes from China, for instance, trade can also be seen as favoring the less well-off. If only politicians would stop preaching to them otherwise. Unquote. In reading this, our reaction should be only insulated journalists would... In reading this, our reaction should be if only insulated journalists would stop preaching fact-free rhetoric, perhaps we could actually have a discussion about the real impact of our current trade policies. You'll note that the author of the piece, Roger Lowenstein, offers no actual facts to back up his assertion that so-called free trade favors the less well-off, other than a flippant freakonomics-ish reference that seems smart merely by being counterintuitive. Yes, we are led to think corporate lobbyists are crafting trade deals to help poor people. Of course, that has to be true if someone as serious as Lowenstein is writing about something so absurd. If it's that absurd yet in a major newspaper, it just has to be true, right? Wrong. Anyway, you can read the rest of that wonderful article. There's some good thought coming out in the world now. A lot of fair weather people. People that wouldn't complain unless it's the cold thing to do. Now, lastly, let's see what Maureen Dowd, my favorite columnist, I think she's my favorite columnist, has to say. Even though I hardly ever read her anymore because you have to pay for the New York Times. And I'm not a Jew. Just kidding. During his farewell European tour, President Bush was still pushing, but more softly, the same refrain that has turned Europe so violently anti-American. In that French imagination, Barack Obama is already the president. To the French, the Democratic primary was the general election. The word elite is not a pejorative here, it's a compliment. It does not occur to Parisians that Americans will choose the old white-haired one if they can have the cool skinny one with Ray-Bans, John le Carré novels, chic wife, and secret cigarettes. Newsstands carry a whole magazine devoted to La Révolution Obama. The papers are avidly following Obama's post-Hillary quest to, and I don't know how to pronounce this, chercher la femme, I don't know, please the women, I don't know. And on Friday, Le Figaro led with the headline that he had widened his lead over his rival Republican. There was nothing on Le Figaro's front page about the other American guy who was over here munching on langoustes. Oh, God, I'm sorry about this. At the Elysee Palace with Sarko and the seductress Carla, animated, dazzling, with a midnight blue dress and a hopelessly long, thin cigarette. Quote, you kind of wrote my political obituary tonight, W. teased the French president after Sarko's toast Friday night, adding that he still has 6 months left and a lot of work to do. In old Europe, they've moved on, assuming the American president has done all the damage he can do. The blazing hostility toward W. has faded to indifference and a sort of fatigued perplexity about how much le imbécile de régime cowboy got into office and how America could have put the world through all of this craziness. Even as the Supreme Court slapped him back for the third time on the suffocation of civil liberties at Guantanamo, President Bush, which McCain supports, by the way. He agrees with Bush on this, asshole. That was me. I was not Dowd saying that. The suffocation of civil liberties at Guantanamo, President Bush gave the keynote speech at his European farewell tour, extolling the virtues of liberty. He celebrated European unity at the very instant it was falling apart, thanks to an Irish Donnybrook. Paris responded with a yawn. Okay, so you can read the rest of that. This is reprinted into Spiegel.de, which is the German paper, I think. I know it is. I don't think it is. Let's see here. Do I end? Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to talk about today. I'm a fat bitch, and maybe I'll do another show before the end of the summer. Thanks for listening, and send me money. Rishi@hotmail.com. RISHEY@hotmail.com. That's how you can support this program. Unless you're Matt Burgess and you send me music and stuff. Or if you're Mikey Pot and you help me with things. Or if you're Cheryl and you're just ugly. Or if you're Andy Meltzer and you come on my show. In other words, you can participate in the show or you can send me money. But I'd rather you send me money. Rishi@hotmail.com through PayPal. Get fucked. Twice.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax.